going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
2-0, two down in the ninth. The pitch. Line drive to second into the outfield, a base hit. Tigers win it again. Another walk-off. More heartbreak for Boston. They lose another one-run game. The final score, Tigers 6, Red Sox 5. Hard to believe.
Red Sox not going in the right direction, though. If you ask the manager, we played just some of the Cora audio yesterday. He's like, wow, we're competing well, and who cares that we got swept? No big whoop.
These guys are going out there, setting a good foundation.
Love how they're competing.
Yep, they're nice.
So they did score a bunch of runs off Skubal, last year's Cy Young winner in the American League.
The stuff with Bregman was hilarious.
Oh, that was great.
Bregman.
Did we talk about that yesterday?
I don't know if we did. Bregman got a few hits off him or whatever, and like going back to his career against him. And then Skubal was yelling at him while he was in the dugout. Skubal's in the dugout. And he's like, will you take a pitch? Will you take one? And then the next at bat, Bregman took a pitch and then singled the second pitch into the outfield.
Just lofted it right into short right field.
Yep.
So Bregman has his number. Red Sox scored a bunch of runs off Skubal. They lost the game. That was the Cy Young winner in the AL last year. They get the Cy Young winner in the NL, former Red Sox, a top five Red Sox ace confirmed since 2000. I had him fifth. You had him third, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
You get Chris Sale tonight, and it's Garrett Crochet against Chris Sale. We just went through Sale's career in Boston. It was honestly not as many All-Star games and Cy Young votes as I remembered. I thought there were more in there.
No, he burned real hot.
He was
really
great
for 2 years.
2 years. That's really what it was.
His first year was 2017, and he went 214 and a third innings, which led the league.
Yeah, you might want that one back in retrospect.
Yeah, that would be John Farrell.
What did he have, 308 Ks, I think?
308 strikeouts, which also led the league, no surprise. And I remember John Farrell talking about how important it was for the whole team for him to get 300 strikeouts. I was like, what? And that also sort of began.
Well, and him always saw eye to eye, so I could see how you'd agree on
friend
that.
Friend of the show.
Yeah,
and so he was one of those guys, Chris Sale, that would always kind of struggle in August, September. And it didn't really matter with the White Sox because they never made the playoffs. The Red Sox did make the playoffs. And it was in August where you're like, oh, how's his arm? Oh, he might have to miss a start. Or he might have to come out of the game early. Or you just see his ERA start to tick up. And the end of the year, his ERA was always really good. His first year was 2.90, where he was second in the Cy Young. Then the next year was 2.11, but he only had 27 starts, 158 innings. Now, he still got Cy Young votes that year, despite 158 innings. And then he closed out the World Series, famously. That's kind of it. He had two awesome years. And then it was a terrible year where he was hurt. 2020, he didn't pitch at all. 2021, he had 9 starts. 22, he had 2 starts. And then in 2023, his last year with the Red Sox, he had 20 starts. But he had an ERA over 4, so he was just like an average pitcher. So he had two great years. So But he was excited. Every time he pitched, he was excited.
Honestly, it was really like a year and a half. Because I think he got shut down in like August, that second year, and he came back and he, I guess, technically helped out of the bullpen in 2018, but not really.
So Garrett Crochet is like a quarter of the way to having a
this is the thing.
Sale career here.
Garrett Crochet, we just said Sale is a top five Red Sox ace. You had him third on the list, for God's sakes, Keith. I had him fifth, so barely sneaking in.
Part of that was the hype around him. When he started, it was a must-see.
And he was a true ace, right? Like, was Lester a true ace? We both had Lester ahead of Sale on our list.
Maybe
Lester, was he ever the number one?
On the 13 team, I think he was the ace.
Yeah, that's true. He was over
13, he was
the
ace.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Fair. But it wasn't appointment TV, like certainly Pedro or Schilling. Or I would agree with you, even Sale.
No, for Lester, it was more in the playoffs, you were like, yes.
Yeah.
It was almost like a Andy Pettit type, where I don't know if he was ever an ace, but you're like, if the Yankees had him on the mound in the playoffs, you're like, I feel pretty good about it.
So does Garrett Crochet need to have a better career in Boston than Chris Sale to be a success?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think so, because it's got to be more than 2 years. And you're signing this guy. And you got him locked up long term. He's in his mid-20s. I think it'd be a disappointment. Now, I think it'd be tough for him to be as good in the first 2 years. Or I should say, if he is as good in the first 2 years, that's quite an accomplishment. Like, that's great.
Yeah, Sale started great.
He was awesome. But you can't just fall off a cliff and either be hurt or average. Like, that's not what you're signed up for. Like, you think the Crochet starts are must-see starts, must-listen-to starts, and he's going to be a dominant force for 8 years. Like, in the Cy Young conversation for 8 years? I don't think that's that crazy to even say. I know pitchers get hurt a lot. I'm saying, like, when he's out there, he should be a dominant pitcher.
And that is the interesting comp with him and Sale, too. Like, they both came from the White Sox. They're both left-handed.
Tall.
Well, just different frames, but they've had, you know, well, Sale actually was healthy forever, but you knew he was a ticking time bomb injury-wise. Crochet feels like a ticking time bomb injury-wise, given his history. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Well, Sale fell off a bike, missed a season. Crochet got hit in the face with a comebacker, didn't miss a pitch. Like
couple, came right back.
A couple of drips of blood out of his nose. That's all that was. Yeah, so that is a little different. But, I mean, Crochet's missed way more time in his career before he got here than Sale did. I mean, Sale hardly ever missed time in Chicago.
Oh, Sale had a great White Sox career. Crochet didn't. Crochet had one season. He made an all-star team. He was a part of the worst team in baseball history. And was essentially like sneaky shut down for the second half. He could only go four innings a game in the second half. So Sale had a full track record by the time they got him. Crochet, it's really based more on projection.
So we're using Sale and Crochet, the matchup tonight, as a jumping off point for top five Red Sox aces since 2000. We did get some Clemens suggestions. Again, this is in Boston since 2000.
Yeah.
So he doesn't fit on the list. Our guy Dice is saying Porcello should be on there because he won a Cy Young.
But the rest of it was bad.
The rest of it was real bad.
Yeah.
Where was the other name? Oh, people are saying Eovaldi should be on the list, which Eovaldi was honestly close for me.
Eovaldi was really good. Yeah. I think part of it to me was also like excitement for the start. I mean, you had to have some sort of fallback track record too in seasons. But I would say, I mean, Sale, Beckett, Pedro, Schilling all had that feeling of like, oh, they're starting tonight. Hell yeah. Or you had tickets to the game and they were on the mound. That was great. And then Lester also, because of his postseason, sort of morphed into that too.
Yeah. And Lester was homegrown. So maybe that in a way hurt him for like the anticipation level. You're just used to seeing him in a uniform, where those other guys were all big trades or big signings. And maybe that was some of it as well.
Ken Laird texted in Dice K.
Well, so here's the thing. Dice K was, if you want to talk about appointment TV, he stunk.
Yeah,
but he was appointment TV. I think he finished third in the Cy Young 1 year, correct?
He finished fourth his second year, which was 2008. And if
but it was a horrible watch.
The worst.
It was such a bad watch.
You like 3-2 counts. Dice K was
bad
for you.
But if we're just talking about hype and excitement and appointment TV, he was definitely that for like 2 years.
That proved that baseball writers, and they can't, watch everybody. Because he finished 18-3 with a 2.90. But for everybody listening that watched and listened to every game that year, he would throw like five innings. They would score a bunch of runs for him. He'd get out of the he would get out of the game. He didn't strike out many guys.
No, he's walking people.
And then
everything was a full count.
They're like, oh, they won the game. He's got a great record, so let's give Cy Young votes. Yeah. He was terrible. His career ERA for the Red Sox was over 4.5.
Wow.
So he can't be on.
What was his first year? His first year was probably like low fours, so or high threes?
4.4.
Okay, so that's bad. So his second year was his good year.
His only good year in baseball.
And they won the World Series.
They won the World Series his first year.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had that backwards.
Was his first year.
So that was the first year. Okay, got it. Then they got back to the ALCS the next year.
And credit to him, actually. His first year, he threw 204 innings, which is kind of like a hoss. You don't see that all every day. The innings went way down the next year, but the wins went up and the ERA went down. He also led the league in walks, which is also, to Nick's point about full count
walks. That sounds right.
It was just like...
That's on brand.
It would be 3 hours into the game. You're like, top of the sixth here at Fenway Park. You're like, oh my God.
People are saying we missed on Wakefield. I don't think we did.
No, Wakefield had a really good... like. He had some of the best numbers as far as like
cumulative.
Yeah, right. He had a lot of wins. He had more wins than those other guys. He's also on the team more, had more starts.
He's on the team forever.
Yeah.
And how many years did he get? He must have got Cy Young votes in 95. That's not in 2000. So again, we're only counting since 2000. He must have got Cy Young votes in 95. Did he ever get Cy Young votes again? He snuck on an All-Star team late in his career.
09. He was a one-time All-Star.
So like 09. Wakefield was great. He's never an ace. He doesn't belong on this.
No,
list.
He's like a team Hall of Fame type.
Correct.
Guy.
Yeah. Correct. There's also this. This is a good one, Keith. Top five suggestion. Boston super fans. I think we did talk about this. Aztec Geno. Green hair guy.
Yeah, you don't forget about green hair guy.
Yeah, you got to get him on the list.
Yeah, green hair guy.
Unless a green hair guy to listen.
Do you have any? Like, I have no qualms. I'm not worried at all about trading away Chris Sale. I have no problem with trading away Chris Sale. The return, though, I mean, it's a good day to look back at it. They need a guy at first base. They really could use a guy at second base.
Well, last year they needed a second baseman.
Thank you.
And you thought Vaughn Grissom would be that guy.
Vaughn Grissom is in Worcester. And
playing first base,
he can't even get a spot on the team.
Yeah. No,
so
they've had five different first basemen since Casas went down. Basically,
they're calling out John Nicholas Soberg. What's his name? Sogard, rather.
Yeah, Nicholas John Sogard.
Yes.
Who? In an unrelated note, there's a New England serial killer
with the same name.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh,
sounds like one.
I see what you're saying. There is an alleged serial killer on the loose,
and there's also a Nicholas John Sogard.
I see. I hadn't connected those dots. Good point.
I mean, he's going, you know, Worcester to Boston. Like, he's moving around a little bit. You and I agree on this because it'd be real easy to say in hindsight, like, why didn't they keep Chris Sale? He could have won the Cy Young here. He wasn't. There's just too many things going on with him.
And he's up to his same crap in Atlanta. Like, honestly, he's not that different than Porzingis. You can never count on him when it matters. Yeah. He got hurt last year going into the playoff. Like,
must-win game at the end of the year in his Cy Young winning season, the first Cy Young he's ever won, he wasn't available.
No, you couldn't even count on him. You can never count on him. So I have zero problem with the Red Sox trading away Chris Sale. They made the right decision.
The return is
a joke.
And you paid over half his contract for him to finish last year. So win the Cy Young, you paid for most of it. And then you bring in Vaughn Grissom, who can't play second base, and then they move him to first in the minors. You don't have a first baseman in the majors, and he's not the guy that you call up.
Nope.
Instead, you're moving up all these. Abraham Turo, you're going to play there, even though that's not your position. Romy Gonzalez, you're going to go there. Sogard, you're going to go there. We're going to disrupt Devers. We're going to talk about all the other minor leaguers. So, no, the return was trash. I mean, the Mookie Betts return.
You tell me if this
is historically bad.
You tell me, is this bad? 259, 722 OPS. Oh, that's in Worcester. I'm sorry. Those are his Worcester numbers.
Like, if I was at a major league number, you'd be like, all right, I guess you could hang around there. No, but Nick, you were telling us something.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Okay. If it's anything over 92 miles an hour, he can't hit it.
He can't hit a fastball.
He's hitting over 300 on pitches below 92 miles an hour. He can hit in the 150s for anything.
So when Jamie hit a low 90s, high 80s fastball.
When Jamie Moyer's on the mound, get him out there. Everybody else, he's going to sit, sadly.
Anything over 92, what was your line yesterday, Keith?
He'd fit in on my high school team. Those guys come in, throw 92. You're like, oh, that's a lot faster than we're used to. What is this?
We're not ready for that.
Yeah, it's too much.
So, no, I mean, that obviously the return was the issue with Sale. Anybody yearning for the day, especially now they have Garrett Crochet,
yeah.
I think you're nuts. But they had to do better on that return. I think that's self-evident. Can I play Bradfoe from yesterday? I know you're digging up numbers back there, Nick. Keith, you asked a question that was not on my radar.
I
think it was a great question to Bradfoe.
Take notes, Michael Strahan.
And
here comes a good question.
And an even more shocking answer, I think, from Bradfoe. This is yesterday.
More likely for Rafael Devers, he plays first base or gets traded?
Can I say neither?
I think more likely.
That's why I'd ask the question that way, Rob.
Yeah, I would say get dealt away. Yeah, I think.
Wow.
Okay.
It's more likely he gets traded than picks up a glove and gets off his ass and goes to first base.
But
that's ridiculous.
No. But it's two different things, right? So this Devers thing is, let's make this very clear. It's solving the first base problem and what Rafael Devers did in his approach, right? So if you're asking me the best. I already laid out the best case scenario for me, like what they should do.
Yeah, I'm with you on
and,
that.
And I feel like they probably think along the same lines. So is will Rafael Devers, if you ask the question, will he be willing to play first base or before he gets traded? Probably.
Mm. I don't know.
It sounds like he's not playing first base at all.
So Brad Foe said, you asked him very directly. He said, can I say neither? We said, no, this is most likely not what's going to happen. Right. What's most likely. He thinks he gets traded before he goes to first.
Wow.
I mean, that's
so much for that.
That's a joke.
John Henry flying out there. What did that accomplish? Nothing. Just like a yelling match. Like, oh, okay. Like, we need you to play first base. I'm not going to. All right, I'll fly home. you'll still get $300 million and you can just DH and teammates can look at you sideways and you're not helping the team. And you're not helping a team. We've talked about this a lot, but just to hammer the point home, it's early in the season. It's a year in which you think you're going to be a playoff contender, World Series contender, and your first baseman's out for the year. This isn't September in a lost season. Why are they making you do this now? This isn't Tristan Casas is going to be back in 2 weeks. This isn't, well, we got a really good prospect that plays first base in the minors that we're going to call up in a couple of weeks anyway. No. Casas is out for the year, and he won't even put on the glove.
It's brutal. More likely he gets dealt.
Yeah.
So wrap your head around
Rosenthal
that.
Rosenthal had that line, too. Was it last week where he's like, it's not out of the realm that he could get traded?
Yeah.
And I'm like, good. See
I don't think anybody's talking. Do you think anybody's talking this year or longer term?
I mean,
see, I think everybody's kind of talking longer term about that, but I'd be stunned if they traded him this year. If they trade him in the offseason, that personally would not shock me at all.
The problem would obviously be the return, because going into the year,
Breslow's really good at that.
Yeah.
Great return.
I trust him. Because don't you think going into the year, you thought Devers and Casas would combine for like 70 home runs?
Sure. Yeah, something like that. Maybe a little lower than that, but at least 60.
And so
yeah.
You can't lose Casas to injury and then trade Devers away for like a pitcher and be like, we're all set. Like, now your lineup doesn't look right. So I'm not saying trade him for a bag of balls. I just think him.
Yeah, you're just done with him. Get him off the team.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Nick, I want to read something from Olney, but you've found those Grissom numbers?
I do. Fastballs over 93 miles an hour. This is courtesy of Red Sox stats from about 2 weeks ago, so it might have changed. Mm-hmm. But he's hitting 259 on fastballs over 93.
Okay.
379 on fastballs under 93.
Okay.
And then off speed and breaking pitches, he's hitting 222.
Okay, so he can't hit off speed or
anything over 93 miles.
He just needs a fastball under 92 miles an hour, and he's good.
Yeah, he needs to go back to Legion baseball. That's what he needs to do. Drop down a level, go play for post 79 and then Jutras post.
And that's the guy they handpicked as a return for Chris Sale.
Okay.
Not great. Meanwhile, Buster Olney wrote this. It was part of power rankings at ESPN. I think I read you this off the air. We never read this on the air. But he was very definitive about Devers. He said, the Rafael Devers situation is settled. Unless something changes dramatically, he'll continue to serve as the DH, something he's done very well this year, and the Red Sox will find other solutions at first base. Maybe the only person who has the power to alter the trajectory of the situation is Devers himself by going to manager Alex Cora and volunteering to take ground balls.
I bet that doesn't happen.
I said entering this homestand, I thought there would be images of him taking grounders at first base. I'm starting to think that prediction is in jeopardy because it doesn't sound like that's the case. Bradfoe thinks it's more likely he gets traded than winds up on another team than winds up at first base. Olney is telling you that, unless he goes and volunteers, which I don't think is happening, he's the DH and the Red Sox better go find a first baseman.
Would any chance, speaking of first baseman, we talked about how the New York Mets are good, right? So the New York Mets might not want to trade. But if Pete Alonso is not under contract for next year,
he's not.
Would the Mets just want to say, all right, you can have Pete Alonso, who's a good player, but if we get Devers in our lineup and he's locked up long term, and we can just have him DH, would they be interested in that?
I mean, maybe.
Would the Red Sox be interested in that?
It's worth a call if you're the Red Sox. Yes, I would be interested if I'm the Red Sox. It's a better fit on your roster. So, yeah, I'd give him a call. I don't know that the Mets would do it, but sure, I'd call him up about it and at least check. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number for Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got thoughts on the Patriots schedule coming your way about a half an hour from now at 11:45, so a little less. Plus, it's Friday, which means it's time for a four-pack of questions, the Friday four-pack, right after Trending with Billy Laney.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Tonight, the Celtics look to force a Game 7 with the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. New York has a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 tips off at 8 o'clock. Nuggets force a Game 7 with the Thunder after last night's 119-107. Game 7, 107 win. Game 7 is Sunday at 3:30. Tonight, the Red Sox begin a three-game series with the Atlanta Braves. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7. And across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Garrett Crochet will get the start in the series opener against the Braves' Chris Sale. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand beginning at 6:10. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Hurricanes eliminated the Capitals with a 3-1 Game 5 win, and the Jets avoided elimination, defeating the Stars 4-0 in their Game 5 matchup. Tonight, it's Game 6 between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers. Florida has a 3-2 series lead. Puck drop is at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow night, the Revolution hosts the San Jose Earthquakes. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. Contractors, builders, and homeowners visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app. What's in today's Friday 4-Pack?
Friday 4-Pack here on Jones and Keefe. 4-Pack of questions every Friday. We'll rip through them with your phone call, 617-779-7937. We have thoughts on the Patriots schedule. Came out yesterday. We went through it yesterday. On social media, in just 60 seconds, you want my wins prediction, you want Keefe's wins prediction, and you don't want to spend too much time on it. 60 seconds at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. I had him down for 9 wins. Keefe, you had him down for 10.
Woo! Very optimistic.
We're not even the most optimistic out there,
Keefe. No, that's true.
In fact, some would say we weren't optimistic enough.
People, 10 wins.
People yelling at me left and right, the Patriots losing their home finale to the Dolphins. I got a million tweets about that.
Really?
So many tweets.
Well, I didn't think they were going to be a playoff team until you went through. That's why it's a very important exercise. You go through game by game by game, and you're like, There's really no excuses for them not to be in the playoffs.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of crappy teams in the NFL. You might forget that.
Because the Patriots play them all.
The Patriots were so bad last year. Beating crappy teams was difficult. But, yeah, they should be improved, and they played nothing but crap.
It's a bunch of bums.
So we'll get to that at 11:45. We'll reset on the Celtics high noon. We can review 12:45. Some thoughts on Bill and Jordan at 1 o'clock. But let's get into the four-pack. What do we have today? Oh, by the way, it's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. What's first up today, Bill?
First up, who scores more tonight, Brown and White or Brunson and Towns?
Whoo! Brunson Towns.
Brunson Towns, probably. Now,
points.
Right, that scores.
No, I'm saying I'm just emphasizing to people
who gets more steals tonight.
These two guys are going to score
rebounds and assists.
They're going to get their points.
Yeah,
And I think.
But who's going to have more fun?
Well, I think Jalen's going to score. I'm not sure about Derek.
So
White.
So White's a big wild card though, because White led the team in scoring and was one of the reasons, one of the main reasons. Even though we talked so much about Brown and Cornette's game five, but Derek White had 34 points and he had 7 threes.
You think Derek White scores?
Wild card, bitches! Yeah.
Wild card.
Do you think Derek White scores 20 plus tonight?
Yeah, because I've convinced myself now that they're going
to
win.
I think he has to. If he scores,
if he
20
does,
plus,
if he's under 20, they lose.
If he scores 20 plus, then oh yeah, that's true.
If he goes under 20, yeah, because they got these. You can't all line up. This one's tough because I'm hoping that the Celtics have other guys going. Like, you need another cold game from Bridges and Anunoby.
This is why I think you don't even need those guys to outscore Brunson and Towns, right, and you can still win. And I don't think I would wager on White getting 20 tonight.
Yeah, but if White doesn't, where else are you getting the points from?
Balanced attack, Keith.
Balanced attack?
Cornette.
No, you already said Cornette's getting 4 points.
No, I'm just joking. Honestly, I would feel better about Pritchard getting 20 than White tonight.
So, like, game three when Pritchard? Yeah.
Yeah. I also really liked, and I almost wrote him off going into game five. I really liked Drew Holiday's game. In game five, I'm not telling he's getting 20, but if he gets 15 and Pritchard scoring and, you know, Brown's going off, I don't think you need a huge Derek
but
White.
But Horford and Holiday need to combine for like 20 and not 8.
Who's scoring for the Knicks outside of those two?
Well, Bridges is such a wide.
Same with Anunoby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you know what you're getting outside of those two for the Knicks. So I think you can win.
Are you putting Mitchell Robinson on the stripe? Because he's hitting them now.
He doesn't miss.
Now he's hitting them. Yeah, they don't really have any bench threat. I mean, watch this be the Deuce McBride game, and all the fans are chanting Deuce, and he's hitting shots, trying to get into our Mount Rushmore of Deuces.
Yeah.
Not happening.
No. He's
not on my watch.
He's famously outside of our Deuce Mount Rushmore.
Can't have him on there.
That is true. Okay, so I say Towns and Brunson. You say Towns and Brunson. But you think the Knicks are winning.
Yeah, so this doesn't add up.
That's our disagreement.
No, I might have to go Brown and White. I'm a little nervous about White, but I feel like he has to.
I'm confused. Since we started the show, have you all of a sudden picked the Celtics tonight? You
think so.
I asked you earlier.
Well, the buying opportunity is there at plus 125.
And we all know, winner of game 6 wins the series.
I'm wrestling with
this. In fact,
I'm wrestling.
Celtics win game 6 tonight. We established this earlier.
Oh, they win the title.
Hashtag banner 19. Yeah. That's all it takes. Just win the game tonight. You can raise another banner.
This is sort of like the perk safe hot take. Because if they don't, it's like, well, if they did.
Yeah.
We just told you if they did, yeah, then we'd win the whole thing.
We didn't say they were going to. Right. We said if they did.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. What else do we have, Bill?
Who is the best non-quarterback the Patriots play this season?
Okay, ready? I guarantee we have the same name. 1, 2, 3,
Miles Garrett.
Oh, not Jamar Chase.
I think Miles Garrett might be.
I think Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase is a good one.
Yeah.
You think Tyreek Hill still has something left?
I think he's washed? I thought about Tyreek, but I can't say he's the best non-quarterback on their schedule.
Yeah.
Think Garrett? I consider Garrett.
Miles Garrett's just nasty. It's not, you know, obviously my favorite position. I have no problem with Jamar Chase getting the love there. But, yeah, I just think Miles Garrett is. We talked about remember that like pipe dream of a trade? It, like if he was on the block and he didn't get that new contract. Like he's one of the 5-10 best players, even when you include quarterbacks in the NFL. Although so might be Jamar Chase. I think Jefferson's the better receiver, but Chase is probably number two to me. So I'll go with Garrett.
Okay, other names worth considering. Yeah, you mentioned Tyreek Hill. I considered it. Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry. Yeah, I mean, again, this is non-quarterbacks. I know people have listening problems out there. Non-quarterbacks.
Is T.J. Watt still with the Steelers?
So, T.J. Watt is another name I was going to bring up. Yes, that's another name that was linked to the Patriots in the offseason. Let me give you a sneaky one right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Genty.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Max Crosby.
Oh, no, that's a good one, too. Oh, or Bowers. The Raiders actually have some talent.
Wait a minute. We all gave him the win there.
I like that.
Genty that much?
I like Genty. I like Genty right in your face, week 1. Yeah. You passed on him. You took a tackle who might not be a tackle.
Well,
and let's see if Genty runs wild week one. I think he's going to.
It's possible.
So that's going to be one where it's right in your face. Did you get the pick right at number four?
Yeah.
Right away. So I think that's an interesting one. But yeah, you're right. Is he even the best player on the Raiders? Probably not.
No.
Okay. I went Chase. You went Myles Garrett. Who else? Or what else, Billy?
Who is your favorite Who is your all-time favorite Atlanta Brave?
So as a kid, it was Dave Justice, without a doubt. And then I found out that he divorced Halle Berry. I'm like, can't have it. Can't have it. So I'll go with...
like, something's off with that guy.
I don't like that.
I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong with him.
I can't respect that.
No.
You be my idol and you divorce Halle Berry?
Yeah.
No, sir. Not for me. So then maybe Bill Ricca's own Tom Glavine.
Oh,
Tom
great
Glavine
one.
Was sick. Yeah.
Great one. You know, he grew up here playing hockey. I don't know if you ever heard that.
He got drafted by the Kings, Jones.
He grew up playing hockey. Yeah,
I understand.
He also is from Bill Ricca. Yeah. Great one.
They have a lot of... The Braves had a lot of guys that were fun.
Do you like Maddox?
Yeah.
So Maddox is one that I... He went to the Braves. The Braves were just very popular when we were kids.
Of course.
I like Chipper Jones. I like Chipper Jones on those teams. I didn't overthink
Chipper Jones is a great one.
I was a Chipper guy. Andrew Jones was great, too.
Flying Joneses.
Lots of Joneses out there.
Joneses everywhere.
Yeah.
They also had Brian Jordan at one point. They had Marquise Grissom. They had Ron Gant.
They had Dion.
For God's sake.
I mean, the Braves were very cool when we were kids.
Sid Bream. Terry Pendleton won a batting title.
Sid Bream going somehow running first to home with a refrigerator on his back.
Unreal.
Scoring runs in the NLCS
Javi
against
Lopez
the Pirates.
Behind the dish, unless Maddox was pitching, then it'd be Eddie Perez.
Well, of course.
This is personal catcher.
Did we say
Rafael Belliard?
We say Mark
Belliard.
Lemke?
Oh, yeah.
Mark Lemke? We get Mark Lemke in there?
Peanut of a gentleman.
Greg Blowers?
Jeff Blauser was his name.
We're just burning through random players.
Yeah, I can't use the Braves today. Son of a gun.
Not a 90s Brave.
No, they had a...
You got to pick some like recent guys.
I mean, obviously Smoltz. Steve Avery was good. They also had...
Oh, you know what? When the Red Sox got Steve Avery, I was stoked.
Yeah, he wasn't great here.
He was so bad. He was a good pinch runner.
He was.
He was much of a pitcher.
You know who was like the first guy I remember them saying through... over 100 miles an hour. In fact, they claim that he was clocked at 106.
Mark Wohlers. That guy throws smoke.
Yeah.
No idea where he was going.
Then John Rocker.
Depending on the year. Oh, yeah, John Rocker, noted good guy.
Yeah. He and Patrick Mahomes.
Is it an oversight not to mention Hank Aaron, Dale Murphy, guys like that? Is that an oversight?
Boring.
Not an oversight. It's just a little before our time.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
I mean,
we all grew up with TBS Braves games.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron is the one who gave Dick Stewart the nickname Stonefingers. If you want to call that back.
We did establish that.
He was the one that did that.
Fred McGriff? We all remember Jeff Blowers.
Remember they traded for Fred McGriff?
Fred McGriff, good trade.
Crime dog. Because they had Ryan Klesko,
Not to be confused with the hit dog. Oh, yeah, Klesko would smack you on.
Klesko would he'd smack you, dinger. No questions asked.
Did we say Otis Nixon?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we did?
Maybe not. But, yeah, he was another one. One of their center fielders.
Marquise Grissom?
I did mention
random baseball
players.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I was hung up.
He's already been used. So.
I was hung up on Jeff Blowers.
Like that stopped it.
Yeah. He could be today as well.
Okay. What's our last question here, Bill?
Last question. Who is in better movies, Timothy Chalamet or Donnie Wahlberg?
So I read this as Mark Wahlberg, and I'm like, oh, that's actually a toss-up.
No, Donnie.
What is Donnie even in?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jones.
Thank
he
you.
Is in Saw 2.
Okay.
Saw 3.
Okay.
Saw 4.
Ant-Man versus the Wasp?
No, okay. Not any of those.
Okay. Was it just those?
Sixth Sense.
I have seen Sixth Sense. Who was he in Sixth Sense?
He was the...
He was the guy that shot Bruce Willis in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert. He murdered Bruce Willis.
Who did it?
Yeah, it didn't look like
him. Who done it?
He was all emaciated in that.
Wow.
Thinned him out.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He was in Righteous Kill. He was in the movie Southie. He was in Zookeeper.
I just thought he was on Blue Bloods. I didn't know he was on any of these.
Yeah, so he actually plays a detective in just about everything.
Yeah.
He is a cop. In everything he's in.
It's okay to get typecast.
The Saws.
Yeah. They're either, can you play a cop? He's like, yeah. Can you play a hardcore Celtics
so
fan?
Just,
yeah.
Just
other than that, I got no range.
Just in movies, he played Deputy Glenn in Purgatory. He played Detective Eric Matthews in Saw 2, 3, and 4. He played Detective Andy in Kings of South Beach. He played Detective Jim Lipton in Dead Silence. He played Detective Teddy Riley in Righteous Kill. And he played Detective Moran in What Doesn't Kill You.
Look, the guy's got range.
I said that all to say Timothy Chalamet.
I'm assuming this is a trap because it just has to be Chalamet, right?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. Dune 1 and 2.
I've seen
Interstellar.
I've seen neither. Didn't see it.
Lady Bird?
Nope.
Oh, you should see Lady Bird.
Is Lady Bird
it's
the
in
one?
Sacramento.
That's what I was going to say. You've told me this before.
Lady
no, Kathleen has not seen, not with me anyways. I don't know.
Well,
who knows what she does on her own time.
That's
but
a good
point.
I probably love the film.
So he's in it.
He just did the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah, which I have no interest in watching, but like, people seem to like it.
Yeah, the movie was fine, but he was really good.
I like Bob Dylan. I apparently like Chalamet. Yeah. I just as a fan courtside, I have no desire to see that film.
He was in Wonka. He's like another remake of the Willy Wonka movies.
Sure.
He did that. He was in Little Women.
Wonka, an origin story. He was in Little Women?
Yeah. He's got a movie coming out end of this year.
Uh-huh.
Called, let me get you the title of this thing.
Bigger Women.
It's probably going to be, and the guy's the best current actor, I would say.
Big no Women. He's in Big Women, the sequel.
I would see that.
Yeah.
He's in a movie called Marty Supreme.
You get that sent to your house on VHS.
Marty Supreme.
Okay, Marty yeah. Supreme, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a sports adventure comedy drama.
Nice.
Evidently.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right. It is. So, Chalamet?
How much would you find that at Blockbuster?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to put that.
All right, so we're agreeing, though, Chalamet over Donnie Wahlberg. Acting chops, better movies. It was a creative way of asking the question.
It's close, because I think Saw 2, 3, and 4 are sneaky good films.
I like Sixth Sense. I like it so much, I didn't even know Donnie Wahlberg was in it.
He's either in a horror movie or he plays a cop. Or both.
What if it was Mark Wahlberg? Who's in better movies?
It might be Mark Wahlberg.
I think it is Mark Wahlberg.
Boogie Nights alone would probably put Mark Wahlberg on top. But Chalamet, I mean,
that's also quantity over quality with Mark Wahlberg.
Mm. But none of these guys. All right, let's do, if you did top five each. If you just limited it to top five each.
What are Wahlberg's top fives?
Fear.
Yeah.
Departed.
Yeah, he's Departed. He's in Departed.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, sure, Boogie Nights.
What's the one with Will Ferrell? The other guys? The other guys.
You know what? I've never seen that, but I'm sure a good buddy of mine listening right now. He's told me to watch it many times, and I
maybe
have yet
Ted?
To do that.
Great.
Oh, Ted is great.
Ted's hilarious.
Yeah.
Both Teds.
All right, Wahlberg.
Ted 1, 2, the show? Let's see what else.
I said it before.
Oh, Three Kings?
The Daddy's Home movies.
Oh, Three Kings is a good movie. I've never seen those. What is it? Daddy's
Home. Him and Will Ferrell again.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect Storm.
Human Backup. Not the finest film, but
Italian Job? Four Brothers. Oh, Shooter.
I enjoy Mark Wahlberg when he's not taking himself too seriously. When he's not the hero, I enjoy him.
Yeah, but still, Shooter was good.
Yeah, what was the Boston Marathon movie that he was in? What was that called?
I didn't see it.
Patriots Day. Thank you.
He was literally everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that.
Every key moment
involved in. I don't think people love that.
You were out of your jurisdiction.
you shouldn't be over here right now.
Okay.
I would say Mark Wahlberg, better
greater
top five
Timothy
than Chalamet.
Chalamet, greater than Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We covered it.
Greater than Tracy Morgan. Although Ben Stiller might be better than all of them. It's hard
Correct.
To keep all
yeah,
these.
He probably, he probably is when we.
Heavyweights, Meet the Parents, Dodgeball.
Meet the Fockers.
Heartbreak Kid.
Heartbreak Kid. Cameo and Anchorman.
Nah, he beat that.
Dude, Heartbreak Kid.
Severance. Really we can't count Severance.
His dad in Heartbreak Kid is hilarious.
Yeah. That movie is great.
Okay. Friday four pack. Every Friday, four pack of questions. Who knows what's going to be in there?
No clue.
Here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Let's get to the Pat schedule next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
I'm looking at this. A conservative 17-0 for the New England Patriots. That's your 2025 schedule. And like I said, it looks pretty easy to me.
El Prez has the Patriots going undefeated, Keith.
17-0. Yep. They have had an undefeated regular season before, so it would not be the first time.
They've never gone 17-0 before.
No, that's true.
They've gone 16-0.
They added a game.
Yeah. 18 wins and one giant loss is how Giants fans will say it.
That's true. I've heard that.
Now, they are going to be, favored in,
Okay, this is
a lot of games.
This is incredible. Yeah. I didn't know this. I knew the over-under was 8.5. I knew people were pretty bullish on the Patriots. In all honesty, I picked them for 9 wins yesterday. I felt like that was high. Then I heard you had them for 10 wins. I'm like, wow, I'm lower than Keith. Mm-hmm. Then I saw...
Oh, some of these are nuts.
I mean, I think Curran picked them for 9, which surprised me based on how he's kind of talked about the long-term rebuild.
Really?
Yeah, I believe that's
didn't
what I saw.
Did he 9 last year?
I think Curran?
I feel like Curran had him for a bunch of wins last year. I could be wrong. I thought last year.
I think you're thinking of the Mac year.
Oh, was it not last year?
The wins were everywhere. Was the Mac year?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, late in the season. But no, Curran had him at 9 wins. I think I saw Taylor Kyles had him at 13 wins or something like that. Crazy, not bullish numbers on the Patriots. Wow. Okay, and Prez has him 17-0. Whatever. I know what he's doing.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That's fine.
But people are bullish on the Pats. They're 8.5 is the over under. I saw this yesterday. Nick highlighted this from an individual, Julian Edlow at DK Sportsbook. DraftKings, the Patriots are favored in 11 games. 11. You ready for the games they're favored in, Keith?
11.
They're favored in
that makes sense.
They're favored in the opener, 3.5 against Vegas. They're underdogs at Miami, week 2. They're favored at home against Pittsburgh, week 3, though we don't know who the quarterback is yet definitively. Do you think Rodgers moves it off 1.5? Would the Patriots go from being favored to underdogs there?
Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah, could be.
They're favored against Carolina, 3.5, week 4 at home. They're 8.5-point dogs at Buffalo, week 5. They're favored against New Orleans and Tennessee. Those are both road games. They're favored at home against Cleveland, 5.5. They're favored at home against Atlanta, which surprises me. I know that doesn't surprise you. They're dogs against Tampa. They're favored at home against the Jets. They're only 4.5, same as Tampa. 4.5-point underdogs against Cincy. They're 3-point favorites against the Giants. They're 4.5-point underdogs at home against Buffalo. 8.5-point dogs at Baltimore. So that and at Buffalo and at Baltimore are the two biggest games where they are massive underdogs. And then they're favored their final two. At the Jets by 1.5. Home against the Dolphins minus 2.5. They're favored in 11 games. So at some point, Keith, and I don't want to go full Andy Hart, who called them overrated yesterday.
Wow.
At some point, do you look around and go, wait a minute. Everyone's bullish on a 4-win team from a year ago that was drafting 4th overall with a guy who may not even be a tackle. And, oh, by the way, they spent a lot of money in free agency, but all they have to show for it is Harold Landry and 1 Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Steph Diggs coming back from a massive injury. Is it possible?
Oh, definitely possible.
Is it possible we're all just, getting sucked up into the easy schedule and overrating the schedule and not focusing enough on the actual roster?
Duck boats.
A little bit. Yeah, no, definitely. I think even the Drake May conversation is worth having.
Good one.
How good is Drake May?
Let's
have it right now. I think he is getting anointed as being this next great thing. I think there's a chance that he is, but he really won 1 game last year. And I know he had a lot going against him, but how much better is the receiving core? How much better is the offensive line? I think it's better. But we'll find out just how much better it is.
They're both better. Are they better enough to take you from a 4-win team to 11 wins? They're favored in 11 games? That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's also why I had them with 10 wins was because of the opponent. And I know most of the conversation probably should be just what are they? What are the Patriots? How good are they?
But just quickly.
They play a lot of scrubby teams.
They do. Not to split hairs, though, but you have them, I guess, dropping at least one of the games they're favorite. Like, even you are under that number. It's only a game.
Yeah.
But even you are under that number. I'm two under that number. So, and I thought we were bullish on the Pats.
What works in their favor is most of the bad teams they play at home. So what might have been sort of like a 50-50 one, you feel even better about it. You're like, oh, they got the Giants. Well, the Giants are at home. You know, Carolina's at home, Pittsburgh's at home, Cleveland and Atlanta, and then obviously all the division opponents. So you're like, those are all games that should really win.
Wait, are they? Did you say this? Are they underdogs in any games at home?
Probably the Bills game.
The Bills game at home. You're right. They're 4.5-point dogs. That's the one. Yep.
That'd be the one. And they have more home games than road games this year, right? Like that alternates every year based on conference, I think. And so their toughest games are on the road. So you're like, all right, those are the ones that they're going to be underdogs in. Those are probably the ones that a lot of us pick them to lose. So it's a good schedule anyway, but then the way that the home road ones landed, you're like, oh, I feel pretty good about that.
The way it falls is particularly great.
I also think, you know, Mike Vrabel maybe gives you a little bit of a floor. Now, I guess we thought the same thing with Bill Belichick, and they won 4 games his last year. But this team has more talent than that team does.
And they were so poor. They're probably just thirsting for being well-coached because they were so poorly coached last year. I think they've been poorly coached for years now, but if you want to give Bill the credit.
No. I think I was wrong. Like, I thought, all right, you're in a spot where, like, you can't win less than, say, 6 games with him, can you? It's like, oh, yeah, apparently you can. But, yeah, the last 2 years it was really bad. So not only do you change the entire – almost the entire coaching staff, but then you do add a lot of talent, and you could argue like, oh, I wish they added a little bit more talent at position X, Y, and Z compared to what they did, but they still added a lot more. I mean, they're going to have how many different start? We went over this, I think, a couple weeks ago, or maybe right after the draft. I mean, out of the 22 straight up like starters on offensive defense, they would have 14 different guys or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's a positive.
I initially wondered if we were taking the Raiders too lightly week one, Keith.
Yeah.
Like, we both chalked it up. We're like, win. Easy win. I don't know if we said easy, but we chalked it up as a win.
Yeah.
It's Vrabel's first game, although it's Pete Carroll's first game, too.
Jerod Mayo won his first game.
Yeah, good point. They're on the road. They're going cross country. I assume Brady will be related to that game in some way, shape, or form. But
yeah, I think, but maybe not.
Maybe not. No announcements yet on a Brady statue. We thought we were getting a Brady statue. I haven't seen any update there. They are 3.5-point favorites in that game. So that makes me think, all right, well, Vegas is maybe even more bullish on them overall and specifically in that game than we thought. I said this in the Friday 4-pack. I like that the Jenty Campbell decision is in your face right away.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like that it's right there week one.
No, that is pretty good.
And if Campbell's holding down Max Crosby and Drake May has a big game and he's protected and his uniform's clean, well, then great. Score one for the Pats. If Jenty runs wild all over him, then score one for me because that's who I wanted at pick 4. I like that that's their week one. Pete Carroll's interesting. We'll get Malcolm Butler highlights and things like that. Vrabel's first game, Brady, McDaniels, all that stuff around the game. That is, the more I think about it, that is a very, very interesting and, exciting potentially.
You know who looked pretty good in Foxborough last year was Geno Smith. He was throwing the ball over the yard.
Yeah, he was part of the reason. He's part of the reason I had the Patriots starting like 4-0 or whatever last year. I'm like, well, they're not going to lose to Geno Smith at home, and they did.
They sure did,
and they got kind of smoked.
But to Mayo's point, close game.
Well,
you know, they lost a close one.
Yeah, to say that they got smoked as a team, fair point. It was a close game.
It was a close game.
Geno smoked them though.
Geno had like a perfect. Like, he was awesome.
True. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on the Patriots and their schedule. Are we starting to look around and go, wait a minute, everybody's bullish on the Pats?
Yeah,
they're favored in 11 games? Is that a little too much?
Team does go from worst first every year.
That is true.
It does. But was Washington favored in 11 games last year going into it?
Probably
not. They came out of nowhere. Was Houston favored in 11 games going into the year? I doubt it. I'd be surprised if Washington was favored in hardly any games last year.
Washington,
when the schedule came out.
Let me tell you. Last year, I can tell you Washington's over-under for wins was
going into the year?
6.5.
Yeah.
So the Patriots is 8.5. Oh, it's 7.5 somewhere. I guess it's weighted odds.
DK
8.5.
DK has them at 8.5, okay. And they're favored in 11. I can't imagine the Commanders were favored in 11 games last year.
No, probably 6 or 7.
Or the Texans the year prior. I can't imagine that. So you guys can climb aboard, 617-779-7937. We can review less than an hour from now. We are aware of Bill sitting down on GMA. We'll get to that coming up later in the program. But it's time to reset on the Celtics. Keith is excited. I think we stumbled on the real importance. It is a must win for the Celtics. But I think we stumbled on something very interesting. If they win, Banner 19 is right there for the taking. If you win tonight, what kind of chances are you giving the Celtics in Game 6? We'll get to it next.
Duck boats.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.